Former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss to travel to Taiwan. To the chagrin of communists in Beijing and globalists in London. By Kurt Sindelka on May 10, 2023. Former British Prime Minister Liz Truss will visit Taiwan next week in a move that could possibly undermine attempts by the globalist government of her successor Rishi Sunak to foster closer ties with communist China. Liz Truss, who holds the dubious distinction of being the UK's shortest tenured prime minister, serving just 50 days before being ousted by current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his China-tied Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, will travel to Taipei next week to deliver a speech to defend the continued democratic rule in Taiwan. The visit comes amid growing concerns that dictator Xi Jinping would follow the example of his chief ally Vladimir Putin and launch an invasion to conquer the island. Taiwan is a beacon of freedom and democracy. I'm looking forward to showing solidarity with the Taiwanese people in person in the face of increasingly aggressive behavior and rhetoric from the regime in Beijing, Truss said on Tuesday, according to The Guardian. The Foreign Office was said to be aware of Truss' plans to travel to the independent island nation, which boasts its own distinct culture, democratic government, military, and even written language from mainland China. The trip will likely anger Beijing, which, despite never having ruled over the island, claims rights to Taiwan under the so-called One China policy that demands foreign powers refuse to recognize the government in Taipei, which has been the international status quo since U.S. President Jimmy Carter officially recognized the PRC communist government and broke off official relations with Taiwan in 1978. The trip from Truss will likely ruffle feathers back in London as well, with Foreign Secretary James Cleverly declaring last month that a Cold War with China would be a betrayal of Britain's national interest and therefore the UK should continue to seek deeper economic ties with the communist country. During her short stint in Downing Street, Liz Truss was reportedly preparing to officially label Xi Jinping's government as a national threat to Britain for the first time. However, her successor, Rishi Sunak, who was essentially endorsed during the conservative leadership race last summer by Chinese state media for his pragmatic position on China, was quick to shelve such plans to label the regime as a threat. This was unsurprising given Sunak's long-professed desire to cozy up to Beijing under the guise of the alleged benefits of increasing trade with the East Asian powerhouse and its legions of slave laborers. Both Sunak and his top finance chief have questionable ties to China, with Sunak marrying into an Indian tech family with current business operating in China and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt being married to a literal Chinese propagandist who has previously defended the treatment of the Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities in the Xinjiang region, which the British Parliament declared as a genocide. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.